We've created a substantial open-air gallery for everybody to enjoy for free. Follow in the footsteps of pilgrims on an inspired journey through landscapes, nature and heritage that spans woodlands and open hilltops down to the coast. Highlights include otherworldly works of art, including domes with 360-degree views and sculptural seats that reflect the shapes of the surrounding hills and valleys.
How would you describe yourself as an artist and the art you create? I'm an architect and I run a practice that works across the boundaries of architecture and art. So we design buildings, places, objects, artworks and exhibitions. Tell us about the inspiration behind your piece. The piece draws on a number of inspirations. Firstly, it relates to an 18th century folly called the Belvedere, which is visible from across the field from our artwork. The folly was never finished, and the artwork reimagines the absent cupola that was once intended for its roof. The Belvedere itself was inspired by the historic architecture of Renaissance Italy, and in particular the work of Andrea Palladio. Our artwork is sited on the Via Francigena pilgrimage trail, which runs between Canterbury and Rome, and so our piece also became about ideas of artistic pilgrimage and journeys between England and Italy. It's also, in its form, redolent of the kind of wayside shrines that appear on pilgrimage routes. Tell us a little about the location of your sculpture. The site for our sculpture is on the Via Francigena as it follows the North Downs Way between Canterbury and Dover. The North Down Way crosses the Wardershire estate on which the Belvedere is sited, and our piece sits on the edge of the estate between two banks of trees. Henry Farnese created the Wardershire estate in the early 18th century, and his son Robert commissioned the Belvedere, but he died before it was completed. Robert went on the grand tour to Rome, and while he was there, he commissioned a portrait. In the portrait, he's depicted holding a book called Monumenta Romana, which is the name we gave to our piece. How do you go about making your sculpture? The piece was made by Pierre Woodward. Pierre runs an amazing carpentry and wood workshop near Dover, and he uses salvaged and recycled timber. I wanted to work with him and use found materials for this sculpture. This was partly because I wanted the artwork to be as sustainable as possible, but also because I was interested in the story behind the materials and the fact that these materials could almost be seen as relics in themselves. So the artwork is made from timbers from Worcestershire source barrels, sea groins, and the floor of a French farmhouse. Given the theme of pilgrimage, the idea of these relics felt pertinent. What one thing do you want visitors to take away from visiting, seeing and interacting with your piece? I think, to be honest, they can take away anything they want. For me, the artwork should be open to interpretation and personal experience. But also, the relationship to our piece and the Belvedere is special. I see each completing the other, and so I hope some of that poignancy is felt by visitors. Monumenta Romana is also a bench, so I hope they enjoy a sit-down and a chance to contemplate the landscape of the North Downs Way while they're there.
We hope you've enjoyed learning about the artist and their sculpture. You can discover more about the great outdoors by visiting the North Downs Way Art Trail website at kentdowns.org.uk/art-trail, including all the locations of the other artworks, what makes them so special, and how to plan future visits to this inspiring and accessible open-air gallery.